Hi, it's Victoria, and welcome to a new episode of Something New. I wanted to start off by saying that I'm sitting beside my window. It's pouring rain outside, and I just love it. I love the sound of rain, hearing the thunder, seeing the lightning outside. I just love it. So I'm feeling very inspired to talk about today's episode, which is very important for me and has been very relevant throughout my life. So let's get into it. So today's topic is regret. I know this is a very broad topic. It's more than broad. It's actually a really dense topic, and I feel like a little controversial because there's not a real definition to the feeling of regret. Like, obviously, if you look it up in the dictionary, you'll be able to see a definition, which I'm gonna read it to you right now. So the definition of regret is feeling sad, repentant, or disappointed over something that has happened or been done, especially a loss or missed opportunity. So yeah, we all know this definition of regret, but the difference with what I'm trying to like discuss here is that regret is more than a thing. It's more than just like, oh, I said something bad to her or I did something hurtful to someone else. Like, that's, I shouldn't have done that. Like, I regret it. No, it's more like I wanted to talk about the feeling of regret itself. Like, how bad it can affect a person and how we can, like, fixate it in our own heads. And it can take up so much space in our minds that it'll affect us mentally. And sometimes regret has to do with something that isn't even real. It's just the feeling. It's our imagination playing with us, and it's very important to know how to identify whether this regret is real or it's based on something else. Yeah, so basically, I want to start off by saying that, as I said earlier, this is a topic that has been affecting me throughout my whole life. Not even in my teenage years, but or my like late childhood. I've been dealing with this since I was 2 or 3 years old, and you probably have too, because I doubt it was just me. It's something normal. For example, like, as a little girl, like, the worst thing someone could say to me was, it's done, it's over, after I messed up, and I feel bad about it. For example, my mom would always say this. She would be like, yeah, it's done, don't worry about it. Like, if I lost something at the park, then I came back crying, and I felt really bad about it. I was like, why did I lose it? Why wasn't, like, more aware of it? I was, like, 5 years old. And my mom would be like, it's done. Like, you can't do anything. Like, that's, it's over. You, like, yeah. Like, forget about it. But at that age, I didn't really know what she meant by this. So this would honestly make me feel even worse. I would be like, what? I would kind of get angry at her, because I would be like, what are you saying? Like, I'm literally crying, and you're telling me that to forget about it, that it's done. Like, what do you mean by this? And I especially felt more stressed because of the feeling that I couldn't control it. Like, I couldn't do anything about it, and it was out of my hands, which has been something that I've hated my whole life. Like, feeling that you don't have the power to change something, that it's done and can't do anything about it. Like, I feel like that was the worst feeling. But now that I'm older, I'm finally able to understand this concept better, which felt so awful and so unuseful at the time. I would be like, why would she give that advice if it only makes me feel worse? But now I get what she meant, which wasn't very clear at the time. So basically what she meant was that, like, by saying that it's done, by saying that you can't do anything about it, she's saying that you don't have to stress about something that you can't control, which applies to many aspects in our life, such as some decisions we might have taken. Maybe you chose to leave a country, you chose to, not even, no, that's, like, in a very big scale. Let's, like, take it down a little bit. Like, you chose to take a class that you didn't like, and then you see all your friends that are in this other class, and they're having so much fun, but it's too late for you to change classes, and you you punish yourself for it every single day. You're like, why did I do this? I should have changed it. I should have taken a different decision. But at the end of the day, this isn't doing any good for you. This is just making you feel worse. If you were at the time where you could have changed this class and you regretted changing it, you could still do something about it. So in this case, the regret you're feeling is useful because it is helping you take a decision in a way, because in order for us to take a decision, we kind of have a pros and cons list in our mind. If your priority in life is to be with your friends, then you're not going to doubt it. You're going to change classes. But if you're no longer in the period of time where you could change that class, then there's no point in beating yourself up about it. And if you're sitting in that class thinking about how you could have changed it and you would be having so much more fun in that other class, it's just making it worse. Like, there's no point to it. And it's also damaging the experience you're having right now. Maybe there's some really good people you can meet in that class, and maybe there's your potential best friend is sitting next to you, but you'll never get to really experience it and be open to talking to someone new or having a good time in that class because you're fixated in the fact that you're not in that other class with that other people. Now, a quote that has really stuck with me, which I feel like really connects to this topic and is relevant to understanding what regret is and how we can shift it into something positive, is everything happens for a reason. It's not a quote, it's like a phrase. This is a phrase that you probably have heard before. Everyone says it. It's very common. But when I first heard it, I was like, yeah, what's that? I didn't really care because I thought it was just something people said to sound interesting or just be like, yeah, don't worry about it. Everything happens for a reason. Like, I didn't see much in that phrase. But then I started analyzing it, and it can actually change your perspective and your life, especially your decisions, because this can make you think. This can, like, help you understand that any decision you take, it doesn't have a right or a wrong, except it's harming it. Someone. Like, I'm excluding that from this topic because obviously if you hurt someone, that's wrong. That's definitely wrong. But I'm talking about, like, life decisions, you know, like, what college are you going to go to? What career are you going to study? Whether you want to be friends with that person or not, if you said something, if you didn't, like, those kind of decisions. So definitely if you hurt someone, don't apply this phrase to that life decision, because I'm sorry to inform you, but you definitely did something wrong there. So what this concept says is that even if something bad happens to you, there's still a purpose to it. Like, you can still take something from it. So if you think of it that way, then there's no right or wrong in this in your decision. Because even if you wanted to study psychology, but somehow you ended up being the right fit for an actor, and you never thought you would have been an actor, but you go to theater school. I don't really know where you go to school if you want to be an actor, but I'm just sticking to this idea. But yeah, you do that, and then you turn out to be a great actor that you never thought you would be. Like, that's what everything happens for a reason means. It's that you can never know the outcome of something. The thing with regret is that maybe you thought that your life would go one way, and it didn't. And then you regret it, and you feel bad about it, you beat yourself up about it, because you didn't take that life decision that you thought would take you through the right path. Then this regret might even block you from actually reaching what that decision, the potential of that decision. What I mean by this is that maybe the decision you took was the right one. Maybe you didn't even know, because there's not right or wrong. Again, you can never know. But maybe you could have gone through a great path, but you won't because your regret is stopping you. Here, your regret is absolutely useless. It's damaging, and it's preventing you from enjoying what you have right now, and also from developing that potential great thing that could have happened. So if you lost something, if you met someone unpleasant, if you, whatever happens that may not fit in the right category for you, or may not be ideal to you, it may have some good to it. Something great may turn out of it. But if you are fixated in this regret, if you have this regret in your mind that's stopping you from looking at the bright side and what you have, and from enjoying all the possibilities you have in that spectrum, then you may not even be able to reach the greatness that there was in that decision you took, because you won't even see it. Maybe you are there, but you won't be able to enjoy it because of this. So this is a type of bad regret that you should avoid. This isn't beneficial. This is just harming you and keeping you from enjoying the moment. And in order to enjoy it, you have to focus on what you have right now and ignore that other idea or that other perfect scenario you had in your head. Because maybe if you were in that situation, you would also be kind of regretting past decisions you made and feel like you could have done better with your life. So you will never feel fulfilled, which is something that is well known. We as humans are never fulfilled. There's always something bothering us. It's never going to be perfect, and that's perfectly fine. That's normal. The only thing is that we have to keep these things that take us down or like put us in a bad mood to the minimum in order to enjoy our lives. And regret is something that plays a lot with our emotions, and it's something that can actually be avoided if we focus on what we have. So as I was saying earlier, we need to put aside that perfect idea that we have of what could have been or what we could have done better, and take it as a blank paper, like as if what we are living right now is just a blank paper. We're starting from zero. We should imagine ourselves that we're just putting that someone just put us into this world in the situation we are right now, and we have all this motivation to make the best out of it. And then we should start from there. We shouldn't start from the wrong decisions we took or that we thought were wrong. We should start from where we are with the decision we took previously. We should live the moment, which is something that everyone says. I know it's kind of annoying, but living the moment truly helps us keep our heads out of everything, because most of the times we're feeling upset. Like, every time we're feeling upset, every time we're crying, we are somewhere. I don't know if this makes sense. I'm just trying to explain it the best way I can, because I have a lot of ideas in my mind right now. But if we're crying, it's cool, which is good. It's good to cry. It's good to express your emotions. But if you're crying about something that happened, you regret it. But you're sitting in class. Then you need to remind yourself that you're in class. There's people around you you can talk to. There's ways you can make yourself feel better. And you shouldn't be, like, you shouldn't be forming all this. You shouldn't be harming yourself with this on your own mind at that specific time, because you could be doing so much more stuff with it. And it could potentially lead to taking some great decisions that are going to help you in your life. You never know. So just focus on what you have right now, and don't stress yourself up about the decisions you take, because everything happens for a reason. So whatever decision you take is going to take you somewhere. Just try to take it as wisely as you can, of course. But if you're not as happy, then you were probably not, if you took the other decision, you were probably not going to be happy there as well. Okay, now I need to move on, because I'm kind of getting, like, I'm getting tangled in my own thoughts right now. So, yeah, moving on. So I just talked about how regret can be negative to our lives, can have a negative impact and be harmful for us. But there's also some beneficial aspects to regret. There's some specific situations where regret can be a good thing. And this are mostly the situations where it involves someone else, when we did harm someone, not physically, because that's some whole different topic. But I mean, like, we said something rude to someone, we did something wrong, we messed up with someone. And now we're looking for forgiveness. This is when regret comes in, and it can actually make the process of forgiveness a lot easier. In a lot of religions, there's this concept, this constant statement that says that if there's no regret, there will be no forgiveness. What religion is trying to say here, it's very broad. It doesn't need to be about the religion itself. It's a very like broad statement, which says that if we don't regret our actions, then we can't be going around looking for forgiveness if we don't agree with ourselves that what we did was wrong. So if we go to someone, go up to a friend, and ask them for their forgiveness, we say, "I'm sorry, I hope you forgive me." But in a way where we're not admitting that we did something wrong, we're not regretting our past actions, that person will not want to forgive us because it'll be like, "Why would I forgive you now if you don't even regret what you did?" Because most of the times when we regret something we did, we won't want to do it again. If we said something really rude to someone and feel like we upset them, we're not gonna do it again. That's the power of making mistakes, that we can learn from them. But if we're not allowing ourselves to learn from them and we're being stubborn and telling ourselves that we did nothing wrong, then we can't go around asking for forgiveness because the other person will know that we most probably do it again if we don't feel like it was wrong, if we don't regret our actions. So in this case, regretting what we did and acknowledging that what we did was wrong is positive because then we can transmit this regret to the other person. We can tell them, like, "I really regret what I did. It was wrong of me. I won't do it again because I feel very ashamed of that thing I said to you," or whatever you did. And then that person is gonna feel a bigger sense of trust. They're gonna understand better your apology and may want to forgive you more. Obviously, if you've shown that you regret but lied about it and then did it again, that person's not gonna trust you as much. But if you haven't, if you're genuinely a good person, you just messed up because we all do it, then that person will be open to forgive you because they can see that you know what you did wrong and you're not doing it again. This is not only beneficial for the other person who you messed up with, because they will know that they will be calm that you won't do that again to them. But this is also very beneficial to you, to the person who messed up, because this will give you a lesson and this will make you feel better within yourself. Because if you stuck to that regret and you didn't apologize, you didn't go to apologize, you will be stuck with that regret for a very long time. But if you then show that regret to the other person, if you show them that you cared and that you knew you messed up, and they forgive you, you're gonna have a sense of calmness inside you. You're gonna feel like, okay, it was wrong what I did, but it didn't have such a negative outcome to it because they forgive me now. I'm good with that person. But what's gonna stick with you is that lesson, that thing you learned from it, and that you're gonna take with you, hopefully, throughout your whole life. Because those are things that you don't forget. Even if you forget that specific situation, it's gonna be in the back of your head. Whenever you're having an interaction with someone and you have these words in your mind that you're gonna say, but then you process them and you think to yourself, like, "Yeah, that's actually kind of rude. That's mean. That's gonna hurt their feelings. I should probably not say that." That's the lesson that sticks with you. That's what's gonna change you, which is the topic of this podcast, because this is gonna change your inside. This is gonna make you grow personally, And it's going to make you a better person. And not only this, it'll contribute to your well-being because you're going to feel better about yourself. You're going to feel calm because we all know that that feeling like a bad person is a very bad feeling. Knowing that you hurt someone you care about, especially like a friend or family member, hurts you a lot. And it's going to take up a lot of space in your mind, and maybe it's going to prevent you from being in the moment you are there. If you're in a like good environment with good people, maybe you're still going to be thinking about that thing you told your friend that was really harmful and was really bad. But if you let yourself apologize for this and also forgive yourself for doing that while keeping the lesson, that's the way you're going to grow as a person. And the next day, you're going to encounter yourself with a similar interaction with someone, and you're not going to say the same thing you said because you know better, and you're going to grow within yourself. So this is the way regret can be beneficial when it involves someone else. If it's a decision you took on your own and you're just fixating it in your head of what could have been, or that you shouldn't have done that, or you shouldn't have like lost something, or you shouldn't have taken that decision to that career, you might be missing out on what you have right in front of you, which might be great. So you also have to live in the moment and appreciate what you have, and that what you have right now, you wouldn't have it if you hadn't taken those decisions previously in your life. Okay, so this episode has come to an end. And I know that it might have been a little confusing because I personally still don't have this concept so clear in my head. But talking about it has really helped me put my thoughts into perspective and try to figure out what regret actually is. And if there is some benefit to it, which I've realized that there actually is. I'm very glad I talked about this topic. And I'm sure that my perspective on this is definitely going to change throughout time as I keep experiencing things and taking my own life decisions. But I also hope that this helped you have a clearer idea of what regret is. Anyways, thank you so much for listening to this episode. I really hope you can take something from this and it helps you in some way. Or maybe it didn't, but at least I hope you enjoyed it and had a good time. So stay tuned for my future episodes. I've been really enjoying this podcast, and I'm just so excited to keep talking about this concepts that I don't even have clear, but I love digging into them and trying to discuss them, which makes me realize some new aspects of them. So thank you again so much for listening to this new podcast, which has been going great, and see you next episode.